Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guest. That's what we try to do. And also, shoe leather on the ground. So today I'll be going with the architect of something we've talked about, and people in Ocean City last week, that's all they wanted to talk with me about, was the bulletproof glass issue with the stop-and-goes. Sometimes they're called that. Asian delis, beer distributor / Roman noodles. I'm going with Cindy Bass on a tour, I guess, of four or five of these this afternoon. And I'll tape what I'm seeing and what she's saying and what people in the stores are saying. And I'll bring that to you tomorrow, the day of the big vote. I'm convinced it's going to pass city council in double figures. I don't know the ins and outs like our guests might of who and all that. And I think it passed unanimously in the subcommittee, the public health, whatever it is, that passed this on to the big vote tomorrow. Our guest is a Republican, former head of the Northeast Chamber of Commerce, Al Tautenberger, councilman at large on Talk Radio 1210. Al, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Dom. Thank you also for the opportunity.
Well, you are welcome. I'm very glad you responded. Thank you. So,
In fact, I'll respond to you at any time.
Good.
Would like to share other things with you.
Oh, we will do that. If you just tell your guy to tell Bill some of the things that
I tell Bill directly.
Okay.
I'm my guy. I'm a very lean.
Good. Well, then we like to hear that. But, Al, you voted for this in the subcommittee. Why?
Well, I voted for it after a very important amendment was put through.
Okay.
And that amendment was giving the Department of L&I shall promulgate regulations to provide, and this is the key word, for the use or removal of physical barriers. And, of course, that is talking about bulletproof glass.
Well, it sounds like you're punting here, though. Why not just vote against it?
Well, I guess, but sometimes you want to work things out. This, you know what? The other thing that is missing from this bill, and maybe it cannot be put in because that'll offer, you know, other problems. The fact of the matter is as follows. This is really about sales of beer. Nothing else. It's about selling beer with an industry, and I will say this directly, I'll say it publicly, that has been very problematic to many neighborhoods in the city of Philadelphia. And why so? Because they exploited some rules that some are ancient and have been redone, and others are still being exploited. They're supposed to be restaurants. Well, guess what? They're not. They don't have a bathroom, many of them, though.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a bathroom. They don't have 30 seats. And they sell a little bit of food that they have, if they have any at all. And I have found out through the hearing, because you learn a lot through the hearing, that there's no defined regulation of the city of Philadelphia what a restaurant truly is. As long as you say you're a restaurant, Dom, you're a restaurant.
Okay, I know the history, Al. I think listeners do. So I concede all that. But how is it that you want to be on the side as a Republican of putting these people potentially out of taking something out, potentially, that's life-saving? Why not put your foot down and be the champion of saying we're going to tighten up these rules, or they're going to have to tighten them up themselves, or there's other repercussions? There's a new state law, for example.
Well, the problem is they're not, although there is a new state law.
Right.
And I will also say, I am doing my homework, my due diligence as a legislator, and looking at all aspects. I am also going on my own tour. I am going with Adam Zhu right after this, later this afternoon, and visiting some other places as well. So it'll be interesting to compare notes, because I do have a problem when you remove, you know, public safety. I had a problem with this removal all along. But the fact is that when you had L&I taking a stronger look at it, and the author of the bill, and it is her right to ask that this bill move, well, I could support this on the committee level, but I'm always trying to get more information.
So you might vote against it tomorrow?
That is correct.
What's the determinant?
to determine is how important is this safety and what other places have it. Adam has said to me in testifying that the this is actually recommended by the federal government.
Well, it's from the Dom Giordano program. OSHA recommends it. That's right. I've done the research.
Correct. And it was an initiative put up by the Obama administration. President Obama signed these into regulatory rulings in 2009.
But Al, I'll take you back to a core principle where we may differ here. And I get what you're trying to do, and I commend part of it. As a Republican and as the former head of the Northeast Chamber of Commerce, Cindy Bass on my show said it's about dignity and indignity. She said it twice. I'm going with her today.
Okay.
That's a large part of it. How do you have the right, aside from enforcing laws or making new laws, to prevent this hybrid from being a public nuisance, which any number of these places, I agree, you know that I know them, and I've been on that.
Right.
How do you feel that you have any say in them using something to protect themselves?
Well, I have, once again, it's about how do you say you're a restaurant and you push everything through this little tiny glass opening? I don't get
okay, that. Then Al, they ought to be cited for that if the restaurant regs are changed, if they don't put chairs in there and at least pretend, but you really mean, let's say they have to reconstitute as a restaurant. You really think at Fifth and Allegheny or Broad and Allegheny, they shouldn't be able to protect themselves?
Well, I think that's why I'm looking at all aspects of this. I have a very, very open mind on it. Sometimes you need to get a bill out of committee. It is the legislative process to have a larger debate on it. So in that, and the fact that the bill was amended, it initially read very clearly, Dom, I don't know if you're aware of this, that it was to be the removal of barriers. Well, the removal part is out, and it is going to be regulations need to be promulgated by L&I, and that they have 3 years to do it. And I thought that was a compromise that was acceptable at that time.
Okay, but it's
however,
a fundamental however, thing of telling
time,
what a guide can do
to...
Yeah.
Just finish this point. Since that time, the Philadelphia Inquirer did come out with a very strong editorial opposing the bill. I have read that, and I've also talked to some other folks about it as well. So I am very open-minded at this point.
But Al, I don't want you to be open-minded. As a Republican, as somebody, here's a test. As a Republican, we resist the government intruding in the rights of people to protect themselves. Case closed.
Okay, hold on. I mean, if you really want to get into historic thing, it was the Republican Party that gave us the experiment called Prohibition, and that didn't go very well. And they were Republicans, and the Democrats eventually amended it.
Well, I think the modern Republican Party, the Ronald Reagan Republican Party, the definition of it now in the recent last 30 years or so, Al, would be that you don't intrude in something this sensitive.
Well, that's the grand conundrum. On the whole situation. That has gotten my attention, and I am working with it, and I am listening to everybody. In fact, I'm going out to talk to the proponents of the opposition.
Well, that's all good. Now, what time's the vote tomorrow, do you know?
It probably will be sometime in the area of, my guess is between 11:30 and 12 noon, maybe 12:30, between 11:30 and 12:30.
Okay. Well, let me put you on hold with Bill. If it looks tomorrow like you voted and you want to tell us after that how you voted why, that would be good. If not, we'll do Friday.
Okay.
All right, Al. Well, thank you, and good luck with your tour today.
Hey, thank you very much, and good luck on yours.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.